Disney unveils key of inclusion in effort to create world where everyone belongs. By Hannah Blow on April 14, 2021. Disney Parks went full woke on Tuesday as Disney Parks Chairman Josh D'Amaro detailed the organization's commitment to having more representation and accountability. Disney Parks will take a new approach that provides greater flexibility with respect to forms of personal expression surrounding gender-inclusive hairstyles, jewelry, nail styles, and costume choices as part of the addition of its new core key of inclusion. A Disney Parks blog, titled A Place Where Everyone is Welcome, detailed Disney's recommitment to diversity, in which D'Amaro envisioned a place where cast members feel a sense of belonging at work. That means cultivating an environment where all people feel welcomed and appreciated for their unique life experiences, perspectives and culture, he wrote, calling to celebrate allyship. D'Amaro detailed the four keys, safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency, which they abide by but said they asked cast members how to better cultivate a culture of belonging. Cast members reportedly suggested adding a fifth key, inclusion. Inclusion is essential to our culture and leads us forward as we continue to realize our rich legacy of engaging storytelling, exceptional service, and Disney magic, he continued, noting it is just the beginning. Watch below. The entry reads in part. We're looking at other traditions, too, including the policies that guide how our cast members show up for work. Our new approach provides greater flexibility with respect to forms of personal expression surrounding gender-inclusive hairstyles, jewelry, nail styles, and costume choices, and allowing appropriate visible tattoos. We're updating them to not only remain relevant in today's workplace, but also enable our cast members to better express their cultures and individuality at work. This is just the beginning as we continue to work toward a world where we all belong, including a more diverse and inclusive Disney parks, experiences, and products. There's more to do, but we're committed to listening, learning and making meaningful improvements. The world, he continued, is changing, and Disney will continue to change with it. Walt Disney Company has continued to participate in the leftist calls for more political correctness while pushing SJW issues. Last summer, for instance, Walt Disney World overhauled Splash Mountain, a popular ride at Orlando, Florida's Magic Kingdom, due to the imagery associated with the 1946 Disney movie Song of the South, as Breitbart News detailed. While the ride is considered a beloved classic, its history and storyline are steeped in extremely problematic and stereotypical racist tropes from the 1946 film Song of the South, a petition calling for the overhaul read. The best next step to remove all traces of this racist movie would be to retheme Splash Mountain into a Princess and the Frog-themed ride. Disney ultimately embraced the recommendation and took similar action following complaints from the woke mob over its Jungle Cruise ride, which critics said glorified colonial attitudes. Similarly, Disney blocked several movies from the profiles of younger viewers from its streaming services over fears of racial stereotypes. Those included Peter Pan, Dumbo, Aristocats, Lady and the Tramp, The Swiss Family Robinson, and The Jungle Book. Notably, the vast majority of Americans, 65% to 34%, believe companies like Disney have taken political correctness too far, per a March poll conducted by SurveyMonkey.